Log Talk Radio.
Praise God. Hello? Hello? No callers. Vivian. I am in a studio. Yeah, right here. Oh, okay. Praise God. Hello? Hello? Let's see. This is screen. I don't know what is going on here. I will let it like this. Hold, no, not hold. Everything is holding here. Hello, praise God. Two colors is on. Hello.
Can you hear me? Okay. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Okay.
Yes,
now,
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
I hear you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my name is Girl Tamavshan, Sister Gigi, of course. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to demonstration of God's power prayer ministry on the Black Talk Radio every Monday, 6 p.m. Central Time. Please invite family and friends to this great moment in the Lord. And I have with me many others, but especially the executive producer, Minister Vivian George. Bravo! And I thank you, women of God. I'm also an author of the book, My Spiritual Journey, which has publicly testified what God has done in my life through the power of prayer, because God is not respecter of persons, according to the book of Acts 18, verse 34. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you too, and all through prayer. Thank you, Jesus. So tonight, I'm going to begin the prayer with a praise song to honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I said, blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God. Be unto you, unto you, who sits at the right hand of God. Be unto you, unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the highest glory, the highest honor. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, here we are before your throne of grace this evening. We ask in the name of Jesus that the whole Holy Spirit cleanse our sins and purify our hearts and sanctify us for you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, and fill us with fresh anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here we are, Lord. We surrender everything to you. We surrender this prayer ministry to you. We surrender and this every each and every one of us. We surrender, we surrender, we surrender our family. We surrender everything to you, O Lord. We give it all to you. Have your way. Take complete control over this prayer ministry, Lord. It's yours. It's yours. Have your way. Let your will be done, O Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send the healing power over us. Send healing power and heal us in every area. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood that cleanses us. The blood that purifies us. The blood that feet. The blood that enters. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood of protection. We implore the blood of Jesus over all of us. And over everything that threatens us. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for what you are doing right now and what you are going to do for us. Use us for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And in your name, we pray. Amen, and amen, and amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. I see a lot of you on the line. I don't see the name, but I'm going to call on you anyhow. Anyway, thank you again for coming. And I'm going to call Minister Vivian to come with a song or anything that God put in your heart. Please bless us in the name of Jesus for his glory. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So glad to be here tonight. Praise God. Along with Minister Gigi. Praise God. Marshawn. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord, tonight. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. For in your presence, there's fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. And I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. And I found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining on me today. I found the answer. I've learned to pray. And I've found the answer. I've learned to pray with faith to guide me. I've found the way. The sun is shining on me today. I've found the answer. I've learned to pray.
Back to you, Sister Martha.
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory.
Thank you,
glory,
Mr. Vivian.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God
glory.
Bless you.
Awesome.
God bless you.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
I have Pastor Sean.
Pastor
Sean, welcome.
Awesome song. Amen.
Welcome, Justin. What do you like in your heart to share with us? You
amen.
Bless us, Pastor. Bless us. Thank you for coming.
Amen. I'm just excited. I'm excited that you guys invited me on. I appreciate that. The Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. This is always a beautiful thing to be able to just minister the word of God. Always a beautiful thing to be able to share the word of God with God's people, especially to the world in the midst of believers who truly love the Lord. I'm honored tonight. I'm blessed tonight. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, the Bible teaches you and I that everything we do for the Lord will last, and that what we do for Christ will last, and I'm excited about that. So tonight, I won't say too much. I'm just enjoying myself tonight. I'm so blessed by the songs. I'm blessed by the prayer tonight. Just keep going whatever God called you to do. It's always exciting. It's always a beautiful thing. And I'm just enjoying myself tonight. So just some words of encouragement to you guys that keep plowing. Keep doing what God called you to do. And we always will see the results of that which we do for the Lord. And it's always a blessing. And the scripture teaches you and I that if we continue in those things that the Lord has given unto us, we shall reap a great harvest. So, again, there's always a harvest connected to that which what we do for the Lord. And continue on. Be encouraged. Be inspired. Be motivated to do the work of the Lord. It is a beautiful thing. And I'm always excited for that. Love you guys. Love you guys. So good to hear you guys tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Sean. God bless you, too. Thank you for the word of wisdom. And thank you so much. May God bless you and
bless
your
you.
Family in
you
the
all.
Name
thank you.
Of Jesus. Again, thank you
Amen.
So much. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Next, Mother Stokes, are you available to pray and come with something? Mother Stokes, are you there?
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes. Come on, Mother Stokes. Come on.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. You are blessed. You bless when you wake up and the morning I lay your head to rest. You bless, you are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed when we wake up and the morning lay our heads to rest. Lord, we are blessed. We are blessed. Amen, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for what you have done and what you're going to do. Father, we know you are able. God, you told us that we would call on you. Father, and call on you, and we cry out to you that you will surely answer. And Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh God, for Sister Gigi and Sister Vivian and the minister who is on the line and everyone that is on the line tonight, oh God. We thank you that you're blessing them right now as we speak, oh Father. We thank you for waking them up this morning and starting them on their way. We thank you, Lord God, for the day. As the day has passed and it is nighttime, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, that everybody will receive sweet sleep, Lord. Lord, we thank you for there's somebody that needs a healing tonight, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the healing that you're going to give them, Father, that you already have given them. You're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, Father, and we want to thank you tonight, God, for the healing that you've already given them, Lord God. Lord, let's touch them, Father. Oh, Father, touch them with your healing power, God. We thank you, oh, Father, tonight, God. And we give you all the praise, Lord God. Oh, Father, somebody's grieving tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that somebody's gone through grief. So we thank you, God, that you will sustain that grief, Father. You're a strong God. You're not a weak God. And we thank you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, but you will heal them. Heal their hearts, oh God. You said in your word you heal a broken heart, oh God. We thank you, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody that I need a home to stay in. We pray right now, Lord God, for the homeless, Father. in the name of Jesus, oh God. Or somebody sleeping under the bridge right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, you promised us our houses, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, God. You told us, Father, you give us houses, you give us food on the table, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for those who are out there. We pray right now, Lord God, for those people who are sleeping under the bridge in the cold, Father, that you make a way for them to keep warm, oh God. Keep them a place for them to stay, oh God, where they can be warm, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, tonight. Oh God, you're gracious. Lord, I send this word to the hospitals tonight. Somebody need a healing. Somebody is in the emergency room right now, Lord. And we thank you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that they are healed. Lord, reveal to the doctors what they need, the healing that they need, the medication that they need, oh Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the nursing home. Somebody is in the nursing home right now. They need to be changed. They're wet, oh Father. They're hungry. They haven't gotten their food, Father. Their food has gotten cold. God sent them some volunteers to help the staff that's already there, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we tell Lord, I send this word to the prison cells tonight. Oh God, we thank you right now that that the prisons of the people who are in the prisons, oh Father, that you sustain them, oh God. And Father, we know that you just sit them down where that they can just read and learn of your word, oh God. Keep them safe, Father. Keep them safe and keep them from all harm and danger. Keep the staff that's working there, Lord, safe. And Jesus, I pray, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. So thank you for the great prayer. Thank you. May God bless you mightily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you again, and thank you for coming. Amen, and amen, and
amen.
Amen.
Thank you for inviting me.
Amen, amen.
Oh, yeah, you'll be invited always. You're the mother of the line. The lines, okay? Thank you. Also, may I ask if Mother June, are you there? Dr. John Paul. Okay,
yes.
Will you please come up with some anything that God puts in your heart? Share with us, please, for the glory of God. Would you?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm just looking for my Bible there. Praise the Lord. I can't seem to find I was going to read from it. But I just want to pull something from what I was studying today. And
okay, while you are doing that, maybe
yeah,
you're looking for your
have,
okay, please, go
I
ahead,
have,
please. Thank you.
I want to give a testimony that really impressed me today about healing, the ministry of angels to heal. And some of you might have read it. It came from the Kenneth Copeland ministry. Amen. There's several people who gave testimonies who have been healed as they sleep because angels came and replaced one testimony. Angels came and replaced a bone, hallelujah, in the body. They've been having much pain. But these people have been praying and listening to the healing word of God, you know. And the angel spoke and came and replaced that part in the body. Amen. We know that from 1 Peter 2 and 24, the Bible says that we were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. As he was on the cross. With his stripes, we are healed. And we also know from this testimony and many other testimonies of healing that God will send forth angels, hallelujah, to do his will. And all three of these testimonies, one of which I gave from someone else, they were asleep when the angel came and spoke and replaced that bone in their bodies. Now look, dearly beloved, one thing we can pray and pray, but if we don't believe the word of God and don't believe that God said with him all things are possible. Now this is a year, hallelujah, and he said, the Lord said, believe ye the prophets and ye shall prosper. Now this one prophet, and I'm going to mention his name, like Brother Kenneth Copeland, every year he gives the beginning of the year a prophecy. And this 2020, hallelujah, is the year of visions, hallelujah, things we have thought about and we want to come to pass. And if we believe God, he will do just that. Amen. It's also
Amen.
The year of power. Listen, we're sitting sometimes, just sitting down in a cage, hallelujah, just waiting and waiting. And we know the word from memory and all of that. But if we do not exercise the power that God has given us, amen, and believe God for the impossible. And it is with faith, believing God to do everything, to go beyond. And so this year, double decade, amen. And also with 15780, which is God's calendar, 8 is a year of new beginnings. So I just encourage everybody, like myself, I'm meditating on God to do greater and bigger things for his glory, for the kingdom of God. So I encourage you, I'm expecting a whole, and I'll say this in the natural, truck, hundreds of souls to be saved. Now, let me just say this. In this 50 years of ministry, which is a March 1st, this is my Jubilee year, I'm believing God's word for, just like he said, for victory, especially in the power of God. Amen. I'm not content because I want to believe God's word. So I'm encouraging all God's saints to reach out and to step out in faith and just win a whole lot of souls and get your bodies healed. We're going to get our bodies healed.
All right.
We're going to bless people all over the world. Hallelujah. Because as we send the word to somebody else, and that multiplies, that somebody else believes the word and gets healed, or that somebody believes the word and wins a soul. So it multiplies. So I'm thanking God for that word, that God will do greater things for you and for me in 2020, the supernatural year. This is the year, 2020, decade, double. Thank you. God
double. I receive it. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Mother Paul. God bless you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the encouragement. Amen. And I would like to ask, so whoever, Minister Gwynn, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you please do a short prayer, please, general prayer for all of us. And, you know, you can touch all over, according to what the Holy Spirit puts in your heart. Please go ahead if you're in the position to pray. Amen?
Yes. It's your breath in my life, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our life that we pour out our praise to you only, Lord. To you only, Lord. All the earth shall shout our praise. These bones will praise you, Lord, we praise. Great are yes, Lord. All the earth shall shout this praise. Our hearts will ring with all your praise. Great are you, Lord. Father, we just thank you this morning, this evening. We thank you, God, for the advent of Minister Gertha Marchand's Radio Blog Ministry, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for all those, oh Lord, that you've led to come to be a part of this celebration, this praise time, this ministry time, this victory time. God, we thank you, oh Heavenly Father, for Minister Gertha, Father, for being obedient, oh Father, to your voice and your will, God, to go to another step, another landmark in ministry. And Father, we just praise you, oh God, for her faithfulness. We thank you, oh God, for Minister Vivian, oh Lord, and who also has a blog radio ministry, Father. And we are thanking you, oh God, that these ministries will just abound and grow in victory, oh Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for Mother Stokes this evening, oh Father. We're thanking you for Dr. Paul, for the pastor, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, in each and every person who may not have shared or may be listening in quietly at this time, Lord. Thank you for every family represented here tonight, Lord. For all of our adult children, Mother Stokes' 5 sons, Minister Gertha's 2 sons, oh God, and also for Minister Vivian's son and daughter. For Dr. Paul's son, oh Heavenly Father, my son, Lord, and all of our grandchildren, and even those of us that have daughter-in-laws, oh Heavenly Father, we are praying for every daughter-in-law represented here on tonight. God, we set an agreement for healing, where healing is needed. We shout victory in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we're just thanking you, oh Heavenly Father, that all the earth shall shout your praise, Lord. And we rejoice, oh God, in knowing that you are our creator. And God, you know what is best for us. And we thank you, oh God, for the word that Dr. Paul just shared, Father, because all of the pastors, even my own pastor, Pastor Joel Osteen, have spoken in agreement that 2020 is the year of victory. And so, Father, we walk in victory in every area of our lives, God. We walk in victory with healing for those of us who need healing in our bodies. We walk in victory, O Heavenly Father, for provision, O God, for ministries, O Heavenly Father. We walk in victory for provision in homes, O Lord, where rents and mortgages need to be paid. Every bill needs to be paid. Taxes need to be paid, Lord God. Every situation, you know more about it than what we do, Father. And God, we're thanking you in advance, Lord, for every situation, Father, for all those who are here tonight, those who are listening in, and even those who may not even be here. Thanking you for victory for Sister Valkeisha and healing for Sister Wanda tonight, Father God. Thank you for the victory, oh God. Lord, we just give you all the praise, and we lift up every minister, every pastor that is obedient and walking in the total will of God, taking the word just as it is, not taking from, not adding to, but walking in total victory as the word of God has proclaimed for us. And God, we just thank you, Father, for giving healing to those that need bereavement on tonight, Lord. Give them comfort. Strengthen them like never before. The Bond family, Lord God. Deacon Pratt family, Lord God. And just so many, many others, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we just love you and we thank you. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Somebody's talking in the background. Do please turn your phone on. Thank you.
Shalom.
Amen, amen. I thank you. I
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you for everything, Lord. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers on the line. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I ask that you bless us mightily and abundantly in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you continue to heal us in every area. Yes, we need your touch. Hallelujah. Touch us. Touch us tonight. Touch us, oh Lord, and heal, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And also, Father, we pray for America. We pray for your mercy to be upon America in the name of Jesus. And so pray, hallelujah. We pray for wisdom into the White House. Wisdom, oh Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, the nation of Haiti, the nation of Jamaica, and all over the world. We bring them all to you, oh Lord. Whoever is listening all over the world, and we pray that you go, you send your spirit to breathe over Europe, breathe over Africa, breathe over Israel, breathe all over, breathe to the whole world, breathe on, breathe. Break healing upon the world. And Father, we pray for salvation. Let it is somebody be touched tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, salvation. We pray for the power of salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. For somebody to have a change of heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that your will be done. Your will be done. Not the will of the devil, but your will, oh Lord. Take complete control over the world. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we're crying to you for the world. We're crying to you in behalf of people all over, children all over, the sick people all over. We come to you, Lord. We cry to you, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, bend down and listen to our humble cries. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we pray because you are a good God. You are mighty and you are holy. You are the God of Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Elion. You are Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sabbath, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shalom, and you are everything that we ever needed. That you are everything. You are everything. Hallelujah. And we come to you. Have mercy. We cry for mercy. We cry for mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Touch, oh Lord. Touch. We all need special touch. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Right now, do we have Elder King on? Are you on, Elder King? Okay, Elder King's not here. I cannot pinpoint who's here or not. I only see the numbers, no names. Whoever like to participate, will you please give me your name?
Mr. Jacqueline, are you on?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Can you hear me? I got you on.
Yes. Sister Jackie, can you make it very short, my dear? God bless you. Go ahead.
I was glad when you said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. And we all had needs. And God said, if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. And we just got to read the word, do what it says, keep faith and keep believing. And just trust him. And just keep telling him how much we love him. And believe his word. In Jesus' name. And I say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive those who sin and trespass against us. I lift up all every home on this line. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. This is a sweet prayer. Thank you so much, Sister Jackie.
Amen.
Thank you. May God bless you abundantly and heal you. We pray for healing. Receive your healing tonight. Amen. And who else like
Amen.
To give me his name or her name? So, and I will allow you to say something. Please give me your name.
Hello, this is Sister Tasha on the line. How are everyone doing?
Praise God. We
Great.
Are
How
doing?
You doing, Sister Tasha?
Amen.
Amen. So,
Amen.
Do you have something in your heart to share with us, my sister?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I was trying to get to my scripture I had put on the side. 1 second. But it's a blessing to be on the line. Okay. It's a blessing to be on the line, and I thank God for hearing the word, the prayer, because we definitely need it at this time right now. We know the time has came short, and we are at our last days. So it's a blessing, again, to say that we are all together that's worshiping the Lord, you know, and God hear us, and he will pour blessings and protection down. But I just want to share this scripture with you all. It's about peace and strength. Psalms 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Isaiah 26:3-4. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. And that's what I wanted to share with you all, that we have to seek him all through the day. And then the Bible tells you, seek the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. Strength, peace, anything that you need of, it'll be added unto you. And that's why we have to stay in the spirit and praying and stay in the word, because that's the only way we get perfect peace. The enemy tries to come and steal, kill, and destroy. But when we all praying and in agreement on one accord and worshiping, God hear us and see us. He's all around with his angels capped around us. And it's a hedge of protection around all of his people. So I just wanted to leave that word with you all tonight. Thank you for that encouragement.
Thank you. This is wonderful,
Amen.
Wonderful of you. You just surprised me, and it is really good, really good. You, oh, wow. All I say, wow. This is excellent, excellent
yes.
presentation. Yes, we have to stay on the word. To because we are living at the last days, and things getting worse, and that things can also affect us physically, morally, you name it. But what happened when we stay on the word, is our weapon to fight them all so that we can stay still. And then we can have joy, peace in the midst of everything. It's not because they're not there, but we still can have joy and peace. The only way we can have it is from the Word. From the Word, and read, encourage ourselves, okay? We encourage ourselves when we're doing that. It's for our own good. Amen? Thank you so much, and may God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
So next, Evangelist Sherry, are you there? Evangelist Sherry? Okay. So, Minister Vivian, I'm going to call on you again to come with something, anything that you like to share. I know as a soldier, we all soldiers of the Lord, but I know we always charge. Amen? So I know you have plenty to share. Amen? Minister Vivian, will you please share something?
Praise God, yes, you are right. We always have so much to talk about when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but I'm going to share this one thing with you. Praise God, hallelujah. You know, we have been talking about vision, so whatever God has put in your heart and has shown you, believe God. Believe God. You know, I was doing my vision board, and I saw other people doing a vision board, and they put down everything material. I just only want Jesus. I want the things of Jesus. I want to see deliverance this year. I want to see God moving mightily in the hearts and lives of people this year. I want to see, praise God, bodies being set free, mothers being healed from oppression and depression, from the loss of their children to guns and prisons. And I want to see people being built up, praise God, in their most holy faith, being able to walk in victory, praise God. Hallelujah. This is one thing my heart seek after, that people be healed and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's good to talk it, but when you're in it, can you walk this thing on through with Jesus and you? Praise God. My faith, hallelujah, is in Jesus, not in the things down here on earth, but things above. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I seek those things, and I pray for all mothers or parents that have children behind prison walls or on drugs, whatever. And I pray that God will give them the wisdom and the knowledge to give that whatever thorn that's in your flesh, that God will give you the ability to overcome, to be an overcomer, praise God, to go forth and encourage somebody else and to stand in the power of his might, praise God. Believe in God for the miraculous, praise God. Hey, we not no Lily and Penny and Christian, no, uh-uh. We have power. God have invested something in us. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. We are strong in the power of his might. Praise God. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because God is going to prosper us. He's going to build us up in our most holy faith. As long as we trust in him, praise God. He is our anchor, praise God. And our faith is anchored in Jesus, not in the things I have to say again, the things down here, but the things above, and the kingdom things, praise God. Those things which God wants us to seek after, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So all the material things down here don't matter as long as we got Jesus in view, praise God. And we're going to run after him and seek after him and pray for those that are hurting, praise God, in all kind of ways, whether it's sickness or health, children or husband or wives, whatever it may be that you may be going through, because Paul said, there's going to be some thorns in this flesh. But, hallelujah, we can overcome. We are overcomers. We shall sing and we shall dance and we shall praise him. Oh, praise God, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. I just thank God, oh, that we know who is the author. Praise God. Yes, he is the author. And he is going to finish this thing. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to finish it. God don't finish it. God said he goes before. He's my real guard. He holds me by my hand. He got me engraved in the palm of his hand. And he will let nothing pluck me out of it. So, hey, I'm telling you tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. It's going to be some storms. There's going to be some trials and tribulations, praise God. Oh, but he said, be of good cheer, for you shall overcome. If God say I'm an overcomer, I'm an overcomer. I don't have to bow down, praise God. I don't have to bow down to every little thing that comes about, praise God. Hallelujah. But I can look up. Hallelujah. I can look toward the heavens from whence cometh my help, because all of my help, hallelujah, come from the Lord, praise God, who made the heaven and earth. God made this down here. I didn't. All I'm doing is just a pilgrim traveling through, praise God. Oh, waiting, hallelujah, till he shall call me. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. One day I'm going to meet him in the air, praise God. One day I'm going to meet him in the air, and I pray that I be there with you all. And we all be gathered up together in the air, praise God, to meet him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. All those that are in Christ Jesus, praise God. Oh, Father God, yes, God, we all going to meet one day. And we're going to sing a song that we never sung before. We're going to shout, oh, Lord, shout. Shout, I shout over how we got over. Praise God. Hallelujah. How wonderful and great a time that we are looking for. As Evangelist June always say, we are looking for a time in our lives that hasn't happened yet. But when God shall call, gather, oh, praise God, all of us together that's been on prayer lines all over every night, every day. Praise God. There are so many prayer lines going on all night, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we lay our head at rest. Praise God. There's prayer going on. So I'm so glad to be in this country. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, honey, and God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. We put him to it. That's why I'm, you know, I let you go short. But thank you so much. Thank you for blessing us.
Sister DJ.
Praise God.
Sister DJ,
yes?
I just want to tell you that I just brought on Prophet Gregory Mitchell, and he goes on a lot about us now, but I just want you to know that you have another guest song from Atlanta. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome,
Prophet. Welcome. I have, 2 minutes. Can you say it will bless us in 2 minutes? Amen, sir. Okay.
He may be.
Mother June?
Are you on? Yeah, he may be on mute because he's on listening. I know that.
Oh, okay. God bless you. God bless you.
Okay.
Maybe another time.
Hello?
Oh,
there
bless God. Bless God. Would you please bless us in 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Amen. We just praise God. Amen. For tonight, I was blessed by God for what I heard tonight. We just honor the Lord and all God's people in this prayer line. Amen. Praise God, amen, that prayer is constantly going up, amen, for the word of God. So there was a parable spoken from the beginning that men should always pray and faint not, amen. So we ought to pray without ceasing, rejoice in hope, amen, and being instant in prayer. And whatever attack, amen, that we may be going through, praise God, but the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, with God on our side, the Apostle Paul said, I let nothing separate me, amen, from the love of God. Hallelujah. Tribulation, oh my God, shall not separate us from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. No matter what we may be dealing with, because of Jesus and because of the word of God, we are more than conquerors. And because of Jesus, we know that all things work together for the good according to them that love God and are called according to the purpose. So we continue to live holy, standing the word of God and speak and teach the word of God and live the word of God, there's nothing that God will not do for us. He is the provider. He is the provisionary. He's the one that protects us from hurt, harm, and danger. He's the one that keep our bodies healed. My little shot. He's the one that meet every need that come up. Amen. So I'm just honored about the word of God tonight, and I just thank God for the people of God doing an awesome work for Jesus tonight. Amen. Praise God tonight for that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for the word. Thank you so much for blessing us. You know, we need each other.
Yes.
We need the blessings. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we have 3 minutes to, let's see. Yeah, 3 more minutes. Who likes to share something quick? 1 minute. 1 minute. I'll say something.
Just say
1 minute.
This. That prophet will be coming on at 8 o'clock Central Time on his time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Mother.
Okay.
Thank you, Mother.
That's all. I just want to say that.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Minister G.D. Minister G.D.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I share a testimony real quick in 1 minute?
No. You have only 1 minute.
Okay, yes, 1 minute.
Yeah.
Today, Pastor DuPont of Jacksonville, Florida, sent me a video about a well-known pastor who was delivered from rejection. And I just wanted to share that because it gave me an insight on someone who's very close to me that I'm believing for deliverance prayer for that has experienced rejection. And so that's what I wanted to share. Amen.
Amen. Deliverance, yes. We pray for deliverance. But the, you know, rejection, power of rejection is a evil power. And we need deliverance. Amen. All of us face it, you know, and they are, you know, every time, everywhere, is there, you know, rejection. Okay, now we are about to close, and we thank God for you all. Have a good night in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give everything to him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for you all. Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. We're still here. Hallelujah. It's about to start. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn everything over to him. Turn it over. Give everything to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He deserves all, hallelujah, all the praise and glory. Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you.
And God bless you all. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless
you. See you next time.
Amen.
See you Monday. 6 o'clock.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you'll be here. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you all.